All right, well, Russ, tell me about the movie.
Yeah, this movie, A Christmas Blessing, you know, TV One said, hey, listen, man, can you write us a Christmas movie? So, you know, I knocked it out. And you know, I really wanted to take a page from the classic movie Claudine with James Earl Jones and Diane Carroll. And, you know, this movie is basically about, you know, how an African-American family deals with the loss of a loved one and how they cope with moving forward. Omari Hardwick stars as a guy that's trying to, you know, get involved in the life of a woman that has four kids that, you know, lost their father in the war. And, you know, I wanted to do something that really shows our perspective on how we deal with emotion and pain. You know, and that was the whole crux of this movie. I mean, it's not, you know, it's a very dramatic movie, but hopefully it's a little uplifting at the end for everybody.
Well, because I know from knowing you, everybody's going to expect a funny movie. How did you choose the cast? And is it funny or is it real dramatic? Or what would you...
It's more dramatic than funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, dramas are, like, easy for me to write. You know, it's not a 35 ticking, you know. And it's definitely not, you know, it's definitely not a under shepherd. But this movie, you know, I have Linnell's in it. She's, you know, Linnell's hilarious. She provides some of the comedic moments, which is great. But it's more of a touching family story. It's a movie that you can sit down with all ages and watch.
Yeah, that was my.
And by the way, it's going to be on TV One Saturday, 8:00 Eastern time.
Okay, so someone has never seen any of your movies. How would you best describe this to just explain Russ Parr's movie when your perspective on when you're coming to movies, like when you make a movie, explain to me what goes through Russ Parr's head.
Well, you know, I think a lot of people, you know me probably from the radio, and think, oh, just some radio guy, you know, doing a little hobby. But it's not a hobby. It's far from a hobby for me. It's definitely when you watch my film, I usually deal with reality. I my stories are not all about, okay, this is not real, this doesn't happen. I'm really dealing, coming from a position of what really does happen to people. And I write from my own personal experience. I mean, I was an Air Force brat, and, you know, I could relate to A Christmas Blessing because, you know, when your fathers go off to war or doing a war assignment, you don't know if they're coming back. So I could draw on some of that personal pain in my life as a kid. And I think that's what I do with all my films. I draw on my personal point of view of my life and things that have happened, and I put it on paper.
Well, how much of the filming part are you involved in, not only the shooting, the editing, the casting? What part are you controlling?
Every aspect of it. I write, I direct, and I produce all my films. Because, I mean, you know, I know the timing. I know the pacing. I know... It's like, as far as being a writer, you know who these characters are. So you're able to coach the actors and get them to do what you want them to do, you know. And that's the big thing. I mean, just, you know, you get some great actors like Omari Hardwick, who stars in this, and David Banner. He's the Arendelle Anderson. And these are all, you know, seasoned actors. And then now I have a bunch of kids that I'm working with. And, you know, I thought it was going to be very difficult, but these kids wound up being absolutely wonderful. So I hope everybody gets an opportunity to watch this film.
All right, well, give us the details. When is it coming on again?
It's coming on Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern on TV1. How do you like that?
I love that. Well, hold on. If they don't see it this Saturday, how else can they reach out and see it?
Well, it will be available on DVD until a couple of months, but I'm sure TV1's going to air it more than once. It's going to air all during the holiday season on TV1, so they should check the listings for it. But I will definitely make sure that, you know, it goes out on social media and all that.
All right. I appreciate it. I know I'll get my copy in the mail, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'll send you a copy.
I appreciate it, man.
All right, bro. Good talking with you, bro.
All right, I appreciate it, man. I'll talk to you later.
All right, take care. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.